Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev with your host, me. I'm Kev, that they say dear to. As you know, this episode is, like all episodes, it's just a whole bunch of me being dumb. So it's the best, worst advice. Don't take it seriously. Okay, don't be in the comments like, Kev, you're not trained. Obviously, I'm not trained it. But it don't mean like I made fun of the situation. All right, with that being said, we're going to get this cranked off. Friday is when you watch this. I'm not even starting over. Shoot. First question. Dear Kev, my daughter's father and I go to the same church, and it is hell. He has nothing to do with our daughter throughout the week. No calls, no texts. But on Sunday, he turns into Father of the Year. I can count literally on one hand how many times he has seen his daughter in the past 2 years outside of church. He is over $5,000 behind in child support and didn't even buy her anything for Christmas. But he makes everyone at church think that I am some bitter baby's mother that won't let him around his child. He has even went as far as to have the other mothers of the church sit me down and tell me how much a little girl needs her father. Kev, what is the best way that I can show the church that he is being a terrible person and not look like a bad guy? By the way, he is only obligated to pay $100 a month, but refuses to get a job because he knows that it will start to take out of his check. He's also a trustee and the preacher's right-hand man, and his father is an associate member. What can I do? So this man, at $100 a month, now maybe it got dropped down to $100 a month. I'm going to do some quick math. How do you get that far behind if it's $100 a month? Are you 50 months behind? How much? You owe $5,000 and $100 a month. 50 months behind?
Yeah, like 5 years.
That means the baby 5 years old, at least. Let me tell you something, guys. I don't use this term, but there's a term, F-boy. Okay? A lot of church men are F-boys. And I would venture to say the worst kind of F-boys, because they're hiding behind the word of the Lord. Musicians, oh. Ministers, oh. Regular guys, oh. I've been in church my whole life. When I tell you I've seen some women get treated terribly up in the Lord's house, oh, you would not believe it. So this actually doesn't surprise me at all. People only see you on Sundays. They only see what they see. Here's what you do. I've given this advice before, and I'm going to give it again. Impromptu testimony. Snatch the mic. Hey, y'all. My baby's father right here, this minister, this guy, pastor's right-hand man, here's his child support. Back pay. He owes $5,000 at $100 a month. What does that tell y'all? That he's 5 years behind. He up here shouting. He up here dancing. And he ain't up here paying. Oh, he done give his tithes, but he ain't give his baby no milked. That's how kids say milk. Milked. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. He got all y'all fooled. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Use biblical principles. He's out here a wolf preying on sheep. I'm basically like Mary, mother of Jesus. This guy's like Joseph. He don't want to help me with the baby. The only way to get church kids to do anything is embarrass them. My experience is a lot of times people only get their pride, clout is in the church. They're standing within the church, okay? So they'll do anything to protect that standing. So you got to disrupt that. Print your child support in the church announcement. Pass them out as flyers. Put them in every window like they promote concerts so that everybody knows he's $5,000 behind child support and he's up here acting like that. Take a video of your baby and say, who's your dad? And baby be like, I don't know. And then post that in the video announcements of the church. Embarrass that man so bad that he has to act up or act right or go to a different church. But you don't have to go to a different church, because he should go to a different church. Embarrass him, then he'll go to a different church, and then they'll love you. And then maybe he'll pay his child support, and you win. Trash, bro. Trash. Next question. Dear Kev, My wife's fur burger smells like a rotting banana. She's forever tripping about it, taking medicine, doing home remedies. It's like a big deal to her, a whole thing. But plot twist, I like it. There's something real animalistic and visceral about it. But be like, she'd be like, babe, is it bad? I give it a good, strong, healthy whiff. Smells like battery acid. And in my sexy voice, be like, nah, you good girl on everything. You want to get booty real quick? Am I trash for liking a garbage-smelling whisker biscuit? Holla at your boy, man. Listen, I can't tell if you're black or white. A whisker biscuit is something a white dude would say, and then a holla at your boy is black. So I need you to send photo proof. Fur burger? Who says fur burger? Rotting bananas, do they even have a smell? Do they? I hate bananas, so I don't know. I don't get too close to them. But I do like banana splits, but I don't eat the banana in them. That's neither here nor there. It's just ice cream. It's just ice cream. Here's the thing. My wife, we had a photo shoot last week. She wouldn't get a photo shoot done without her toes being done, even though her toes wouldn't be shown in the camera. She needed to feel confident about her toes, even though they were going to be covered. Okay? And I was like, girl, in my mind, I didn't say this out loud. In my mind, I'm like, girl, ain't nobody even going to see your toes. Why are you even worried about it? But she like, I need to feel cute from my top of my head to the toes of my toes. What's that phrase? Crown of my head to the bottom of my... Listen, you know what I'm saying. Tip of my toes. So if my wife was concerned about her toenail polish, I can imagine your wife would be concerned about the pH, or not the pH, but the smell of her vagina. Now, here's the thing. Let me tell you something I learned since my last vagina video. It could be you. Oh, yeah. See, the vagina, it reacts to the penis. So if you have an unclean helmet, or if your semen is too acidic, it could be you that's causing the smell in her vagina. And she's doing everything she can because maybe she don't know that it could be your penis, especially if you're uncircumcised and you don't clean well around that helmet. If you don't pull the hoodie off and wipe it down, Boosie style, I'm all wiping it down. If you don't wipe that down, you got schmegma. You could be causing the smell. How clean is your peen? That's what you got to ask yourself. Because you may like it, but you also may be the cause of it. Did you ever think about that? It doesn't matter how you feel about it. If she's self-conscious about her vaginal smell or anything else, it doesn't matter how you feel about it. It's all that matters is how she feels about it. So saying you like it doesn't matter. See, you got me giving real advice, and I just want to be silly. Same like if you're uncomfortable with your body, right? Say you're a man who's over 250 pounds, and you're supposed to be losing weight and eating right, and you're not, right? You're like, oh, I don't like my body. I should be better than that. If your wife is like, oh, but I like you, like, sometimes I'd be like, cool, but I don't like me. Maybe I want to look different. Don't matter what the other person says. So my answer to you is clean your penis. Check your semen. How much weed you smoking? How much Hennessy you drinking? Maybe your semen is tainted. Maybe you're not getting enough sleep, and that's what's causing your penis to stink. And it's because you have a trash mattress. Could be you have a trash mattress and that's the beginning of all your problems. And you probably do have a trash mattress if you don't have a purple mattress. The quality of sleep affects the quality of your daily life. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you got to get a purple mattress. I have one. My children have one. My wife has one because we share the bed. Joshy has one. Doughboy has one. We all get good night's sleep. I'm getting ready to go on tour traveling next week. And I'm not looking forward to sleeping in those hotel beds because they think they're all cool and calm, but they're not. Nothing is as firm and soft as my bed. The purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. Not like the memory foam I'm used to. Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. I just told you that. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. It ends up giving you a zero gravity-like feel, so it works for any sleeping position. Right now, you can get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can turn your mattress for a full refund. And it's backed by a 10-year warranty. Free shipping and returns. Free in-home setup and old mattress removal. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's D-E-A-R to 84888. Message and data rates apply. Next question. By the way, anytime you send a question in to DearKev at KevOnStage.com, you will always remain anonymous for your protection and for mine. Dear Kev, I've been with my man for 2 years, and when we first had sex, it was different for me because I've never been with a very large man. He's 6'4 and at least 400. So, of course, I'm always on top. But sometimes, well, really all the time, I want my back blown out. He just doesn't do that for me. I tried figuring out the perfect way, the motion in the ocean, but I don't think he has any motion to give. I'm pretty sure there are big men out there that please their woman, and obviously sex isn't everything, but I would rather not feel like I could be getting some good sleep on your purple mattress. Any help and advice is needed. I love him, but I love a good pounding too. God. A good pounding? Girl said, I want my back blown out and his belly is in the way. 6'4", 400, that's a big old boy. That's left tackle. That's bigger than most left tackles. Most linemen 350 right now, 325. He 400. That's big boy. There was so much sadness. Like, I'm always on top. Huh, I never get to do nothing else. This is boring. There, are you happy now? I don't know what to tell you, ma'am. I got nothing. Sometimes life just sucks and you got to take it softly because you're not going to take it blown out. Why you got to take a pounding? Why can't you take a little prickly? Take a little prickle. Bing, 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 bing. BBs hurt too. Okay? Yeah, it's not a bullet, but it stings. Paintball. Paintball bullets hurt. So just be proud of the BB. Pink, pink. Ah, okay. I like it. BBs hurt too. I don't know, man. Your life just sucks. Next question. I got nothing, guys. I'm sorry. I just feel bad. I just feel really bad. I never get my back blown out. Man. I cook, I clean. All I want is my back blown out. It's not like an infomercial. Is your back not getting blown out? Oh. Is your man 6'4", 400? Mm-hmm. Are you tired of being on top? I am tired. What's there for you? Nothing. A new man. 5'8", 133. I love a good pounding. Dear Kev, I've been practically in love with this guy for years, and my best friend knows it. They always told me that he wasn't their type, and it was never a concern until recently. He started to come out of his shell a little more, changed his hair, and got a banging body, and they can't seem to stop talking about him. I know I can't be jealous because we're not technically dating, but I feel hurt because I liked him in his less attractive and shy boy days. Should I just throw myself on him and claim him as mine or find someone new? Please help. And P.S., this guy is in our friend group, so I can't even get rid of him. How dare your friends like that guy that's your boyfriend, not your boyfriend? They know better. They know you liked him. They know he was your future boyfriend. How could they? After all the secrets shared, all the secret crushes and stuff, they want to go and like him too? They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Yes, you got to go and pee on him and claim him as your own. Just like a dog pees on a hydrant or a tree and says, this is my territory, you go pee on that man. And I know it's hard for women to pee in like directional aiment because it just comes out of that little pee hole, you know, where the urethra, and then you got the vaginal opening, and you got the butt, and you got the little pee hole. I know it's hard for y'all, but you're going to have to practice aiming on that man, and you pee all over him. Haters want to hate, lovers want to love. I just really want none of the above. I want to pee on you, claim you. Yes, I do. Pee on him, and then girls be like, oh, you peed on him. You be like, yeah, he's mine. Then lick his face. And then he'll be yours. Nobody wants a peed on, licked on face boyfriend. Girls, y'all, you know what y'all want? Y'all want a man in theory. You want the idea of the man, and then somebody else likes, and that makes it more likable. That's all it is. You don't know if you want him for real, until somebody else be like, I want him. You're like, oh, no, no, I want him. So, yeah, pee on him. Don't pee hard, okay? Don't pee in like a heavy stream. Pee more like a light stream. The holidays are in rear view, and you're starting the new year with high interest credit card debt. There's an easy way to put some money back in your pocket. Pay off your credit card balances with a great credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can save thousands in interest rates. Get a fixed interest rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 20% APR. LightStream also has no loan fees. Listen, Melissa and I, we paid off our loans using a credit card consolidation loan like the one from LightStream. It was easier to consolidate and get all those balances down to one. And we paid that off, and that's how we got out of credit card debt. And I'm really happy about it. Just for my listeners, right now, you can apply now to get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/deer. That's lightstream.com/deer for an additional discount. LightStream.com/deer. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/deer for more information. LightStream to the LightStream ad. Check, Doughboy Enlist. Check. Dear Cav, I'm in love with a blind French musician who has a long-term partner of 16 years. We've always had an attraction to one another for 16 years, but only acted on it last June when we had sex for the first time in Switzerland. We met up again in Spain in July. What are you, Carmen Sandiego? Sit down, be still. Traveling the whole Europe. We haven't seen one another since then. He keeps saying we're going to meet up again, but it hasn't worked out. We've communicated every day since June 1st, 2019. Dang. He's a musician and I work full time. He keeps saying that we'll meet in Paris. It hasn't happened yet. Should I just drop him even though I love him? I know he's blind, but he gets everywhere else he needs to go. And the sex is the best. He's blind, but he can find that butt. You understand me? He knows his way around some panties. You feel me? That man said, oh, where the butt is. Don't need no glasses because I smell it. Don't need no glasses because I smell that thing. Don't need no glasses because I smell it. Don't need no glasses because I smell that thing. That's the butt. I can smell it from a mile away. That's the butt. He like Wolverine. He like, girl, what you had? You had kale today? Mm-hmm. You been eating right? I'm going to be eating right. You understands me? What'd you want to know? Should I just drop him even though I love him? Yes. Let him go. He already got what he wanted out of you. That was the butt. Now he's over there blowing somebody else's back out in Madrid, which is a city that's bigger than Barcelona. Believe it or not, you think it's Barcelona because Messi plays there, but it's Madrid, Real Madrid. He's over there in the Swiss Alps putting a hose in somebody else's body. You understand me? Swiss cheese. Let him go. Get another blind man who loves you and won't see things differently. Terrible. Just terrible. Dear Cab, I'm a 30-year-old Christian Jamaican girl living in Shanghai, China. That was a mouthful. Anyway, I got issues, Kev. It's lonely out here in these streets, and the loneliness has gotten worse since I hit 30. And my hormones, oh boy. Most days I want to give up the butt. See, I be trying not to say butt in every episode, but y'all be typing it in, and I can't say it. I can't even say butt without saying it like that. It's just Doughboy's fault. It's hard to find a good man here, even in church. Plus, I lead worship, so I don't want to be dating around like that. I took an online dating and found this guy from New York, and we've been constantly talking for a few months. Every day, Kev, constantly, he tells me that I'm his God-sent life partner, and we pray together every morning and do Bible study at night. He talks to me about his kids and the craziness happening in his life, and I try to help. I thought he was from God, too. He never asks for nudes or anything, no raunchy talk, and says he will wait for the but recently, he disappeared. We go days with no communication. He says we should take it slow, even though his nice, sweet tone with me has become short and dry. He always says he has a job, but I don't think he's always home in his couch. Well, I've already booked my ticket for Chinese New Year holiday. I'm going to New York next week. He says I should be patient and wait on God to reveal to us what our relationship should be. But I ain't got no time for that, Kev. I'm ready to find my husband and get some peen. Do Do I wait for him and see where this goes? Do you think he's seen someone else? Or do I go home and stack up on the butt? P.S. Dating now sucks. I wanted to marry Doughboy and be the next Kevin List, but you see where that went. That girl said, I wanted to marry Doughboy. Darn you, Barbecue Bay. How could you take my man that wasn't my man that I had when I was living in Shanghai in Jamaican accent? I always think he's seen someone else. Or maybe he's a scientist and he's doing some very important research on metaphysics and biologies. Or he's having sex with someone else in, what's another city in China? Hong Kong? Hong Kong. Hong Dong. Just give up. Give up on the whole thing. Find you a nice Chinese man in Shanghai and give him the butt and move on with your life. Just forget that other guy. You're a Jamaican in Shanghai. You are a delicacy. They're going to be like, hey, girl, what you doing over here in Taipei? Is that another city in China? Hey, Siri, where's Taipei?
Okay, here's Taipei City, Taiwan.
Oh, Taiwan is... Did Taiwan separate from China? Hey, Siri, is Taiwan a part of China? Hey, Siri, what that means? Oh, girl, I didn't really want you to answer. Shut up. Yeah. Find you a nice Chinese man who'll make a good, honest woman out of you. Or find you a nice American man to treat you like trash. Because that's what we do. Men are trash. You feel me? Hey, Siri, how do you say men are trash in Mandarin? Why not? Nigerian church going ham. He is going dumb. Okay, here's how you say men are trash in Mandarin.
Men are trash.
男人是垃圾.
Nairishilachi, girl. You understand me?
Nairishilachi.
Nairishilachi, girl. Men are trash in Mandarin. You understand me?
Nairishilachi.
That's all you need to know. It's another episode of Dear Kev on Stage. Nairishilachi. We'll see y'all next Friday on YouTube, Facebook, and wherever podcasts are found. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the Stage for Creators Conference or the Love Hours Conference. Or you can go to both of those conferences for $200. Okay, and bye.